Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Petronet LNG Q2 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Balaji Subramanian from IIFL Capital Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thank you for joining us on the post-2Q and 1H FY26 results conference call for Petronet LNG Limited. It's my pleasure to introduce the senior management team of Petronet LNG who are here with us today to discuss the results. We have Mr. Saurav Mitra, Director of Finance and CFO, Mr. Rakesh Chawla, Executive Director of F&A, Mr. Gyanendra Kumar Sharma, GGM and President Marketing, Mr. Vivek Mittal, GGM and President Marketing, Mr. Debabrata Satpathy, General Manager F&A, and Mr. Vikas Maheshwari, Deputy General Manager F&A. We'll begin the call with opening remarks by the management team, and thereafter we'll open the call for a Q&A session. I would like to now hand over the call to the management to take the proceedings forward. Thank you, and over to you.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Petronet LNG's Q2 FY26 conference call. I am Saurav Mitra, Director of Finance and CFO, and I'll be walking you through our financial performance and key highlights for the quarter. So net profit stands at 805.75 crore, down 5% year-on-year due to lower LNG volumes. Revenue from operations stood at 11,009 crore, down 15% year-on-year, and EBITDA is 1,117 crore with a margin of around 10%. We have also declared 7% per share interim dividend, reflecting our commitment to shareholder returns. So far as capacity utilization is concerned, we have witnessed the highest-ever capacity utilization of Kochi terminal in the current quarter, which stood at 27%, and Dahej terminal processed 211 TBTU. The expansion activities which are going on of the Dahej terminal will be adding 5 MMTPA capacity by March 2026. So with these points, I would now like to invite the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good morning, sir. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, you mentioned Kochi's utilization actually going up in this quarter. Can you just give us some color in terms of?
Hello, Probal? Hello?
Yeah? Yeah?
Sorry to interrupt you. Actually, your voice is not audible. It's coming very low.
Is this better?
Yes, it is better now. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My apologies for that. Sir, I was asking that you mentioned about Kochi's utilization actually improving quite sharply in this quarter. Can you just expand on the reasons for that? That was my first question.
Okay. So I would ask Vivek to please clarify this point.
Primarily, Kochi refinery, which is the BPCL's refinery, they have started now bringing cargoes also over there. So they have brought cargo. Actually, the cargo came at the end of June, and it was taken in this quarter. So primarily, that is the reason. In fact, we are expecting a similar trend to continue at Kochi, that BPCL will bring its own cargoes under regasification at Kochi also.
So even, and just as a follow-up to that, the final leg of the remaining pipeline or Kochi-Bangalore leg, Any idea, any sense we can get on where that is and, you know, what are the timelines for commissioning of that?
We are hoping that within this financial year, that our pipeline should get connected with the national gas grid.
For FY 2027, sir, sustainably speaking, you know, what kind of utilization should we be building in for Kochi? Even a range that you are looking at.
At this point of time, giving a number would be difficult, but we definitely expect improved utilization once the pipeline gets connected. Gradually, once the LNG prices soften, we expect utilization of Kochi terminal in the vicinity, in fact, in the existing connectivity region also to increase further.
Right. Thank you, sir. Second question was with respect to Dahej. What we've seen really is in this quarter, the term contracts seem to have reduced while third-party regas cargoes have actually gone up. Is this purely a function of the way that the prices have been behaving versus term and maybe short term? And secondly, where are we in terms of contract visibility for the expanded capacity since we are now less than 4 months away of, you know, from the official commissioning of the additional 5 million ton capacity? Those are the two parts that I have.
Okay. So you have already have the answer to your first part of the question. That pricing trends of long term vis-a-vis the spot is basically the guiding factor. And secondly, coming to your second part of the question, yes, we are closely working with, you know, many companies for booking our commitments in the expanded infrastructure.
Sir, one last question, if I may. Any update you want to share on the petrochemical expansion project?
Yes. Work is going on full stream. And as notified earlier, we have also awarded all the major long lead item packages. Civil job has also started on fee, and that's the major development which I can share with you right now. The work is going on in full speed.
All right, sir. That's all from my side. I'll come back for more questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. My first question is with respect to the Gopalpur terminal. If you can also talk about what is the progress there in terms of environmental approvals and any start, etc.
Okay. So we have also, we have already acquired the land.
Okay.
But as you are all aware of the fact that initially it was an FSRU, now we have converted it into a land-based terminal. So due to this change, you know, the EC has to be resubmitted, and we have resubmitted the EC on all the details for EC, and expecting the clearance soon. So once the
any timeline.
So we have actually, you know, given whatever additional information was sought from us. And now it is under process with the concerned authority. It can be as soon as tomorrow or maybe whatever time the authority takes.
Understood. That's helpful. And secondly, on the, if you can also comment on what you are seeing in terms of, you know, the new LNG deals, what kind of pricing, some color there given the upcoming supply glut globally.
Okay, again, Vivek,
you would have also noticed that many Indian companies have gone out in the market and tied up volumes for long-term basis. Primarily, most of them have capacity at Dahej terminal, including Torrent, IOC, GAIL, BPCL, GSPC. So which in a way is good for Petronet because then it gives sustainability to our existing business because, of course, based on spot prices, there have been volatility. Some of these capacity holders have not been able to bring the cargoes which they are supposed to. That's point number one. Secondly, going forward, as you rightly mentioned, there is gonna be, I would not say glut, but there is gonna be decent supply of LNG in times to come, specifically in end of 2027, early 2028, which means that the spot prices could reduce and they should become more affordable to Indian consumers, which in a way helps us in utilization of our terminals. We always say that we are future ready in the sense we have capacity available, and once the volumes are available internationally at a sustainable prices and affordable prices for Indian market, the utilization of our terminal will see a substantial increase.
Are you also trying to, you know, tie up the long-term volumes on your own balance sheet, or that's not the attempt at this point of time?
That's not right now on the agenda.
That's not. Okay, great. That's helpful. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Now that petchem CapEx is moving full steam, as you mentioned, like, could you provide a guidance on CapEx for FY 2026 and FY 2027?
Okay. FY 2026, I think we have already announced in our earlier conference calls that the total CapEx will be around 5,000 crore. Obviously, petchem consists of the, you know, major share of that 5,000 crore CapEx. Going forward, once the, you know, project picks up its momentum, definitely FY 2027 will be witnessing the major chunk of the CapEx towards petchem. Right now, I don't think it will be, you know, right on, correct on my side to come out with the numbers of FY 2027. Surely, I think we'll be able to share more details in the upcoming conference calls.
Sure. Sure. Understood. Also on Kochi, you mentioned that 27% was the highest ever utilization. Once the Bangalore-Kochi pipeline is in place and the connectivity is there, how fast can the volume scale-up happen? Like, is it only the bottleneck is only the pipeline or even the contracts with the customers could take a bit long to come through?
No, I think this has already been clarified by Mr. Vivek Mittal. We are waiting, eagerly waiting for the pipeline to get commissioned. The moment it gets commissioned, there'll be an uptick in the capacity utilization.
Contracts, you mean to say, are it already in place or how is it?
Major contracts are already in place.
Intermediate-level contracts.
Major contracts are already in place. We also have our contract with ExxonMobil, which we are going to, you know, start implementing from next financial year.
Okay, sure. Could you provide the breakup between inventory gain loss, trading gain loss, and service cargo for the quarter?
Okay. Devrat, if you can please.
There was no trading gain like last quarter. Inventory gain was 41 crores.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question on the Dahej. You mentioned that the pricing difference led to this kind of, you know, lower term volume and higher regas services. Pricing was pretty much stable, right? I think term volume prices is still much cheaper than the spot prices. Is that something related to scheduling of the cargoes which you obviously decided at the beginning of the year, which led to this lower?
Got your point. Vivek, if you can please.
You are right, that it was primarily because of scheduling. Sometimes what happens that off-takers take higher volume in the previous quarter, which needs to be adjusted in the subsequent quarters. It is more to do with the more of scheduling rather than to do with pricing, I would argue.
Got it. You mentioned, Vivek, that there's some incremental volume being tied by the IOC, GAIL, GSPC and others. Listen, that's approximately 8 million ton volume will come largely from the next year. Has the customers have mentioned anything that they want to bring that additional of some of the volume to Dahej? or they will use the existing capacity that they have booked with you as a part of that?
As our DFSR mentioned, that we are already in discussion with some of the existing capacity holders as well as new capacity holders, so that we ensure that these volumes come at our terminal. So we are already in advanced discussion.
Got it. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. So I have a few questions. Firstly, this regas service volumes. So I think 8.25 million ton is what has been booked. Can you give us a rough indication as to how much of that would be like spot and how much of that would be term with respect to the off-takers? I know it's not your prerogative, but just to get some color on that, to understand the sensitivity.
I think off-taker is a different peculiar situation. It's very difficult to give how much is on term basis. But as we mentioned, that many of these off-takers have tied up volumes on long-term basis starting from 26 onwards. So we expect it more to be more ratable and sustainable rather than on an intermittent basis. That's all I can say.
Right, but this quarter also the difference was there between spot and term, but still we were able to do 116 TBTU. So that is in line with that 8.5 million ton. So despite the odds, we have been able to like maintain that run rate. Is that right for this quarter?
Yes, 116. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Secondly, this term LNG, when you report for Dahej, so that includes the ExxonMobil part also, which comes to Dahej, right, instead of Kochi?
Yes.
Okay. And this is all like priced in at Kochi tariff only, around 95 rupees.
Yes, you are right.
Right. And once we have this Kochi terminal coming at full capacity, I mean, if the pipeline is ready, then entire Gorgon volumes will go to Kochi only, or is this same arrangement is likely to continue?
That will depend on off-takers, how they want us to schedule it.
Right. Secondly, this Gorgon second part, so that is exactly on the same terms as the first part, right? 14% slope and... it's a DS contract, right? So it's just...
So we cannot divulge the commercials.
Right, but it is like this 1.42 only, right? It's not... I mean, it would be similar to that only, right? Because it was supposed to be an extension.
Okay. We will not... we will refrain from commenting on this.
Okay, fair enough. But yesterday, I think there was an article where your MD mentioned that from next year, March, April onwards, it will start with a 0.5 million ton per annum run rate and scale up to 1.2. So we can build that, right?
Yes.
So you already have that.
Exactly.
Okay, sir. And last question, once this Kochi utilization goes up, so there will be again a tariff reset, right, to maintain the return profile.
So again, it's a commercial call. We won't be able to share it, in this forum.
If resetting happens, then we will let you know. But at this point of time, we cannot comment on it.
It's too premature, actually.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Adar Shinduja as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're audible. Please go ahead. You're audible. All right. Go ahead.
Thank you. My question was pertaining to delay in the 5 MMTPA expansion. I'm looking at the past conference call transcripts, and in October last year, we were told it would be completed by March. Then in February, we were told it would take another 4 or 5 months. And now you're mentioning March 2026. So if you could comment on this, what's going on, why the delay?
Okay. I got your point. Yes, we do agree that the initial target was March and then it was shifted to October. But now we are telling March 20, end of March FY26. When I'm talking about March FY26, it's basically the commissioning of the expanded capacity. And earlier, while we had mentioned March as well as October, That was the mechanical completion. Now, yes, still I would accept that yes, there has been some delay in this project. There are definite reasons for this delay, and we have already discussed in our earlier conference calls on the reasons for delay. But maybe for the benefit of this gathering, I would like to repeat the reasons. Reason number one, monsoon, and reason number two is Operation Sindoor. So both these factors have played a major role in shifting of the commissioning dates and as well as the mechanical completion dates. So these are the two major factors, and we are trying to cope up with the setbacks with right earnest, and should be able to commission this expanded capacity by March 2026.
So would I be correct in assuming that the mechanical aspect has been completed and you're just awaiting commissioning?
Sorry, you are not audible.
Would I be right in assuming that the construction is completed and you're just awaiting the commissioning?
No, again, you are not audible.
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt.
Are you able to hear me fine now?
Adarsh, your voice is coming muffled actually.
Just 1 second. What about now? Is it fine?
Yes, it is fine now. Please go ahead. Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, would I be correct in assuming that mechanical construction is completed and we are just awaiting commissioning?
No. We are we have not yet completed the we have not arrived at that stage, but definitely I can say we are very close to completing the project mechanically.
Okay, great. That's great. Thank you. And what's the total expenditure that's been outlaid for this?
On
the 5 MMCP expansion, what's the total expenditure?
Okay, till date? So yeah. Till date, we have spent around 450 crores.
Okay, all right. Awesome, thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Shukla from Voyager Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to get some light on the possible PNGRB regasification tariff, which might, PNGRB is constantly pushing. Can you shed some light on it?
Okay. Sharmaji, if you can clarify.
Shivam, actually these notifications you may be aware of, are under surveillance, and also this is not questioning or any regasification tariff as you were asking about. This is all about the registration. Okay, so I don't think the PLL is under any constraint or anything about the commercials.
Okay, but these are not okay. These are not on regasification. But if they are implemented in any way, do we have any quantum that like the amount which can impact on annual basis to us?
No, not at all.
Okay. My second question is a very broad question. As a country, the gas consumption growth we are seeing in last 2-3 years. Makes me wonder how are we going to achieve the 15% target of the consumption share for the country in the next 4 years from 7-odd% now.
Mm-hmm. Basically, 15% is of course Government of India's ambition, and we are all striving to achieve that. But as we mentioned previously, next 2-3 years we are expecting a glut of LNG suppliers or a decent amount of LNG supply to come on stream, which should definitely support increasing share of natural gas in India's energy basket. So it's not 15%. We are very hopeful that it will increase from current 7% level to 10-11% level.
Okay. And what kind of volume as a country we will be, like, if any numbers you can put, say, at 11% consumption share, what kind of volumes are we possibly might be consuming, say, 300 MTPA or something?
Not MTPA, 300 MMSCMD, you may be, I think.
MMSCMD, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, roughly around.
All right, thank you. All right, that's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Solanki from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Can you just share the diversification revenue?
Sorry to interrupt, Hardik. Your voice is coming low. Could you please speak a little louder?
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you please share the diversification revenue for the quarter? And also, you know, can you clarify on what is the current Dahej and Kochi tariff rate?
We could hear your second question correctly and clearly. So the rates are again something, you know, which generally I would not like to discuss in this forum. And I would also request you to please repeat your first part of the question.
Regasification revenue for the quarter.
Regas revenue. Okay. Okay. So if you can please.
It's 754 crores.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Tiwari from Philip Capital India Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a few bookkeeping questions from my end. What was the Gorgon's volume on the Dahej terminal in this quarter?
It's YTD 7 TBTUs.
Okay. And, sir, any Ind-AS related impact that you would want to disclose for the quarter?
Yeah, Ind-AS, the positive at the gross margin level, positive is 171 crores. And there is a forex, notional forex loss of 84 crores. And at operational expenses level, for positive 8 crores. So the net impact of that is positive 95 crores. And depreciation 82 crores, finance cost 58 crores. So the net negative at the PBT level is 45 crores.
Net PBT negative is 45, sir, you said.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Dhaval from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question has been answered. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt. Dhaval, you there? Hello?
His question Hello. Has been answered, that's what you mentioned.
Yes.
The next question is from the line of Indra Kumar Gupta from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know what is the strategy or the roadmap to get the user pay dues recovered, because last quarter also we saw some impact on the P&L and this quarter as well. So I just wanted to understand what is the roadmap going forward regarding that aspect.
So we already have a settlement agreement in place. And you must have witnessed that last year also we could recover the amount on account of user pay charges. And this year also going forward, we expect the same thing to happen.
Any number in mind?
Sorry?
Any amount, I mean any figure if you can possibly recover this year?
Come again, please. I couldn't get your question. How much you are going to
have?
So I don't think that number is important at this stage. See, this user pay settlement agreement that we have in place with our promoter companies mainly, and we have very good relations with them, and most of our 98% of our business is with our promoter companies. So we don't see any issues in getting the use of a charges. So number, I don't think as on date is important for us. We are quite confident. We have the bank guarantees in place, and we don't see any scenario of in going for encashment of the bank guarantees also. Our promoter companies will be, paying us upfront whatever deficit is will be there by the time it comes.
And our book to accounts, the CY22 outstanding is 694 crore, which will be up for the collection this year.
Okay. Thank you. And if one more question, if I may ask. So last quarter, there was some impact from the FACT where they had a shutdown. So just wanted to know the status, if that is back up, that will take some volumes off from Dahej or Kochi.
They are up and running now. And of course, these shutdowns will keep on happening. So next quarter, we may have some other facility shutdown. This is part of regular maintenance program, which we have for various facilities. Kochi we come to know because the utilization level is low, so there's a reason Kochi we have to tell. Otherwise, this is a regular activity for all fertilizer or other manufacturing units.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Sanghvi from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just had one question. If you could throw some light on competition and competitive intensity in the regasification facilities in India. I was just noticing this quarter, Indian LNG imports seems to have risen, but overall at a company level, we've kind of fallen a bit. Is this some one-off or is there some structural trend to this?
See, in any business, if new infrastructure capacity is created or new terminals have come up by way of greenfield or brownfield expansion, there will be initial restructuring of the business. But going forward, as told earlier by Mr. Vivek Mittal, we are expecting the LNG volumes to go up in the near future from 7% to 10 to 11%. Keeping in mind, we have also gone ahead for our expansion, and we are also coming up with a new terminal in the East Coast in Gopalpur. So in this business, infrastructure has to precede the demand. So there is an inherent demand available in the market. Only thing is that the capacity to absorb that demand has to be created, and we are, doing the same. So if you have observed that there is a shift in the near term of the cargoes moving from one terminal to another, it's a short term, phenomena, and we are quite confident that going forward with our expanded capacities in Dahej as well as the new terminal coming up in Gopalpur, we'll be able to serve the country to moving towards a gas-based economy going forward.
Well understood, sir. Just a follow-up then. The 7 to 11% growth that you mentioned, which sectors are you banking on in terms of leading this growth?
So there are quite a few sectors, like I would say petchem, refining, power, fertilizer, mining equipment, then LNG as a transport fuel, CBG, so CGD, sorry. So these are the major areas of growth that we can going forward, we'll witness.
All right. Is it fair to assume CGD will lead the growth amongst the pack?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much for answering the questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bineet Panka from Nomura Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, following up on UOP, so I think as of 2Q FY26 end, cumulative provisions are around 7.4 billion rupees. And I understand that most of these provisions were created during between third quarter FY22 and fourth quarter FY23. So, how much of these provisions will be written back over the next two quarters? Because I believe you said 694 crore is something we are looking at. So, can you give the number?
By the time we reach December, actually about 87.5% of this 695 crores would have been provided for. So this will be the reversal, basically.
So in the third quarter, we can expect around 650 odd crore reversal.
See, third quarter of the financial year is the settlement quarter. That quarter end, but as you can see from the past trend, that the BGs are actually live till the end of March. So the exact settlement will happen in the fourth quarter only, and the reversal will also be taken in the fourth quarter once the payment
comes. Okay, sir. Thank you. And my second question is on other expenses. So why it was up quite a bit. If you look at the quarterly trend over the years.
See, because we have mentioned that in the lease accounting, there is a forex loss of 84 crores, notional forex loss. So if you take that out, then the other expenses will be in line.
And sir, what is this pertaining to, the forex loss? Is this on the payables in US dollar terms for Qatar Energy or something else?
No, we have done the lease accounting majorly on the vessels that we have chartered for the Qatar gas volumes. So on those vessel charters, so if you can see the balance sheet, there is a lease liability which is in US dollars, approximately around little less than 300 million right now. So there was an impact of about $3.25 per dollar in this quarter. And that tantamounts to about 84 crores notional forex loss.
So what do you think about trying to hedge this exposure? Because this is something which creates volatility on earnings every quarter. So why not just hedge this? And since you already have a lot of cash in rupee terms, so maybe you can also look at passing some of that money in US dollars.
See, these costs are actually passed through to the off-takers as per our contract. So, it is a natural hedge, basically.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Somaya from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. A few questions. So, first thing is on this Qatar contract where we got it extended and also, with respect to off-takers, we did mention from a volume standpoint, we have back-to-back signed. But on the pricing, still it was not finalized. Any update there in terms of timeline or what to expect there?
Firstly, pricing is also on a back-to-back basis. And we are, the discussions for signing those agreements are already ongoing. So we are hopeful in the next few months' time, we should be able to conclude these agreements.
Sir, I was looking at more from the tariff standpoint. The existing tariffs, I mean, the continuation at similar levels and the continuation of the 5% clause. So,
we can't divulge these details. Sorry.
Actually, at this point in time, we cannot talk about that. But we have told the investing community that kindly wait for us till we talk about this once the conclusion of the contract is done. And contrary to whatever rumors are going on in the market.
Got it, sir. Any timelines around when we expect another 2-3 months or for the discussions to kind of get over? Any timeline around this?
we can, you know, we expect that we should be able to come up with some good news by March, you know, and March FY26.
Got it, sir. So second question is on the cash position. Quite a strong cash build-up. Yeah, we are doing a couple of projects, but any thoughts on higher payouts, or this will be completely utilized for the expansion projects?
Okay, no, we would like to keep the dividend, you know, payment at the same level as we have been doing it in the past.
Okay, sir. Sir, on Gopalpur and Petchem, timeline and capex, if you could just highlight it again, if possible.
So Gopalpur, I have already told that we are awaiting the EC clearance. There is a revised requirement of EC due to the technical difference between an FSRU and a land-based terminals. So we have submitted whatever additional documents and information that were required by the authority. So we are awaiting the clearance from the authority side. The moment it comes, we'll be able to do it. And we expect that going forward from now onwards, it will take around 3 years, subject to obviously obtaining the EC clearance. And Petchem, there is no shift in the timeline as of now.
Got it, sir. Any capex number for Gopalpur for now, sir?
There is, we have, as I told you earlier also, we have acquired the land, and that is the major capex that we have incurred till date.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogesh Patil from Petronet LNG. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question.
Sorry, Mr. Patil, you are from which company?
Dolat Capital, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So Yogesh Patil here from Dolat Capital, and thanks for taking my questions. So the questions related to the capital expenditure, sir, as per reported cash flow statement, we have spent a 525 crore amount in the first half FY26, while we are guiding the capex of 5000 crore for full year FY26. So the capex jumped from 500 crore to 5000 crore in the next 6 months. If you could give some guidance on that side.
Okay, so the major capex, basically will be incurred in three projects. Number one, obviously Petchem. Number two, we have kept a large chunk of capex for our Gopalpur terminal. But again, as I have told you, that all depends on the timely EC clearance. And so far as and the third one is the jetty. So both the work progress in JT and Petchem are going on schedule, and so far as the capex on Petchem is concerned, I would say that you will see a major capex during the H2 of this financial year. Reason being because the major work packages have been already awarded, and a few major ones are in the pipeline at advanced stages of award. So the moment these major packages which are in the pipeline will get awarded, you will see cash flow on that account.
So few capexes are still waiting to be awarded. So there is a chance that capex portion of a capex will slip into the FY27, like
so
a June 20.
As of now, we don't expect that. We don't expect that.
Okay. So you are firm that in FY26, the capex number would be around 5,000 crore?
Yes, as of now, subject to condition that we get the EC clearance of Gopalpur.
on time.
Okay. Second question related to our regas contracts renewal with the off-takers. So what exact month of the year these contracts are going to end, and it will again resume post-renewal? So is it a December 2027 or March 2028?
The existing contract is till April 2028, and immediately after that, the new contract kicks in.
So 2028, March 2028?
Sorry?
Is it the month of March 2028 or some other month are
there? April 2028.
Oh, thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Chaudhary from Jefferies Financial Group. Please go ahead. Excuse me, Aman, you there?
Am I audible?
Actually, your sound is coming muffled. As this participant's line got disconnected, we'll move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity once again. So I just have a bookkeeping question. This provision that you've taken, I think 740 crore. So can you break it up between CY22 and CY23?
Yes. Yes, Sabri. For CY22, the provision till date is 520 crores, and CY23 is 203 crores, and CY24 12 crores.
Okay, fair enough. And second is, any guidance you'd like to give on FY26 volumes? Are we at the same level right now? Any color on that?
FY26 overall year you are asking?
Yeah, this year.
See, this is difficult. Actually, see, we have to see, you know that the winter, there are two major points, the monsoon and the winter. So the next milestone is approaching. We have to see how harsh or how soft the winter is globally. So it will depend.
Right. And right now, are we at the same level of utilization? If you could state that.
Yes, you can also check that from the PPAC guidelines as well. So same level of important utilization is going on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Chaudhary from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I got cut off. Just wanted to ask how much capex have we done in FY26 and till date in the petchem plant that we are building?
Okay. So petchem plant, we have spent around 600 plus crores.
This is till date, right?
Yes, till date.
And out of the 533 crores that we have done as a company in FY26 first half, how much would that be for the petchem plant?
Major portion will be on petchem only.
Okay, sure. Okay, sure, thanks.
Due to time constraint, that was the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference over to the management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. And I would like to end by stating that we remain committed to India's energy security and sustainable growth. Thank you for your support. Thank you once again.
On behalf of IIFL Capital Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.